中国公民许哲伟，一个上海 IT 工程师。
Chinese citizen Zhu Yuwei, a Shanghai ID engineer.
2025年7月去欧洲读蜜月，和妻子刚到意大利的米兰机场，还没出关。
In July 2025, my wife and I arrived at Milan Malpensa Airport in Italy, but we hadn't even cleared immigration yet.
就被警方带走。
Taken away by the police.
原因很简单。
People are simple.
但美国要人。
U.S.
人。美国司法部指控。
United States Department of Justice indictment.
他参与了一个叫 Hafnir 的黑客组织。
He was involved in a hacking group called Fnil.
在2020年的2月到2021年的6月期间。
From February 2020 to June 2021,
利用 Microsoft Exchange Server 的安全漏洞
he exploited the security vulnerabilities of Microsoft Exchange Server.
对全球数千台服务器发起了网络攻击，入侵美国大学和科研机构
launched a network.Attack to infiltrate thousands of servers worldwide, targeting U.S. universities and research institutions.
主要目的是窃取与新冠疫苗。
The main purpose is to steal information related to the COVID-19 vaccine.
还有检测和治疗有关的科研数据。指控的九项罪名如图。
There are 9 named research data allegations related to detection and treatment.
徐坚称自己是身份误认的受害者。
He realized that he was a victim of mistaken identity.
他表示
He said that
自己的名字在中国非常普遍。
My name is very common in China.
美方仅凭账号信息就锁定他本人是极其草率的。
The U.S. only locked him up based on account information, which is extremely hasty. He revealed that
自己在2019年到2020年期间曾丢失过一部手机
and lost a phone sometime between 2019 and 2020.
且在2018年就从前公司上海派洛克离职。
And he also left his previous company, Shanghai Parlock, in 2018.
当时所有的工作邮
At that time, all the work emails,
上海有联系信息都留在了公司内
The contact information is still kept within the company.
不，他主张是有人利用他留下的账号信息或者丢失的身份凭证实施了黑客活动。
He claims that someone used his account information or lost identity documents to carry out hacking activities.
他本人对此是一无所知。
And he himself was unaware of it.
他在法律上也质问检方。
He questioned the prosecution in court.
如果我真的是顶级的黑客。
If I really am a top-notch hacker.
怎么
What?
可能直接用自己的真实账号去攻击美国的大学。
It is possible to directly use one's own real account to attack American universities.
这在逻辑上根本说不通。
This is completely illogical.
在意大利被逮捕期间。
During the arrest in Italy.
2026年的1月。
January 2026.
米兰法院认为
The Land Court ruled that
虽涉政治背景
although it involves political background
但行为了属于刑事间谍符合引渡条件
however, the act of espionage is a condition for extradition
尽管徐上诉意大利最高法院最终于2026年的4月核准了引渡
despite Zhu's appeal to the Italian Supreme Court,which was ultimately approved in April 2026,
并将他正式移交给美方
and formally hand him over to the U.S. side.
在4月27日
On April 27th,
徐学伟在休斯顿的美国德克萨斯州的南区联邦法院首次出庭
Du Ziwei appeared in court for the first time in the Southern District Court of the United States in Houston, Texas.
法院于4月30日举行了拘留听证会。
On April 30th, a hearing was held in court.
目前他被关押在休斯顿联邦拘留中心，不得保释。
Currently, he is being detained at the Houston Federal Detention Center and is not eligible for bail.
徐呢也证实向法院提交了无罪辩护。
Du Nguyen formally submitted a defense of innocence to the court.
这意味着他拒绝接受美方提出的任何认罪协议。
This means he refused to accept any plea deals offered by the Americans.
准备通过7月6日的陪审团审判进行正面的回击。
Prepare to make a strong defense in the upcoming trial on July 6.
有一个细节。
There is a detail.
美国早在2023年就秘密签署了针对徐哲伟的逮捕令。
The United States secretly signed an arrest warrant for Zhu Jue as early as 2023.
当时这份起诉书是封存的状态。
At that time, the lawsuit was in a sealed state.
许哲伟自己也是不知道的。
Zhu Ji didn't know it himself.
美国也没有知会中国。美国在全球布下了天罗地网。
The United States has also not informed China that the United States has laid a global net around the world.
精准掌握了许的航班信息。
Having gained a good understanding of the flight information,
就等着他在意大利落脚的那一刻。
Waiting for him to land in Italy.
收网。
Net.
美方的逻辑是在网络犯罪案件中呢。
The American argument is that in cases of alleged cybercrime,
美国司法部习惯是先收集证据，并获得法官签署的逮捕令。
The U.S. Department of Justice's practice is to first gather evidence and obtain a warrant signed by a judge.
但不公开，以防嫌疑人警觉而不前往与美国有引渡条约的国家。
However, the defendant did not disclose the information about the suspect's awareness and did not go to a country with an extradition treaty with the United States.
直到2025年的7月
Until July 2025,
他在米兰落地被捕
He was arrested upon arrival in Milan.
这份起诉书才在休斯顿被拆封公开
This lawsuit was just unveiled in Houston.
在4月25日
On April 25th,
徐的家属仍在为不引渡而做最后的尝试
Zhu's family is still making last-minute efforts to have him extradited.
那意大利警方呢，在没有提前告知律师。
And what about the Italian police? Did they inform the lawyer in advance?
还有家属的情况下。
With the presence of family members.
在当日的凌晨，将徐哲伟移交给美方。
Handed over Zhu Jue to the U.S. side in the early morning of the day.
他被直接送上飞往德克萨斯州的飞机，一落地就日狱。
He was immediately taken to the plane bound for Texas upon arrival and spent the entire journey in prison.
美方的说其是在国际引渡实务中。
The U.S. side's statement is that in the international transfer of food,
为了防止外交干预或者意外发生的惯例，所以
to prevent interference from foreign powers or to adhere to established norms.
虽然从家属角度看非常突然，但
although from the family's perspective, it was very sudden.
在美国和意大利的司法协作流程中是属于预设的动作。
However, in the judicial cooperation processes between the United States and Italy, it is a pre-established action.
为什么是在意大利被逮捕?
Why was he arrested in Italy?
因为意大利是和美国有成熟的引渡条约。
Because Italy has a mature extradition treaty with the United States.
徐的出境登记、机票信息通过国际民航系统和跨国情报共享，与 FBI 和欧洲刑警组织的协作，会被实时监控。
Zhu's departure registration information, including flight details, is subject to monitoring through International Civil Aviation System intelligence sharing and collaboration with the FBI and Europol.
在徐下机出海关前
，Before leaving the port of Zhu,
意大利已经布控安排实施逮捕。
Italy has already arranged for the implementation of arrest.
美国与100多个国家签有双边的引渡条约。
The United States has signed extradition treaties with over 100 countries.
而情报共享、司法协助最紧密的，基本属于无缝对接的是英。
And the closest intelligence sharing and judicial assistance is mainly with the UK.
加拿大。
Canada,
的澳大利亚
，Australia,
亚新西兰
，New Zealand,
兰，这五个是被称为五眼联盟。
These are five well-known and influential alliances.
但没有签订引渡条约的
，But those who have not signed the extradition treaty,
不代表绝对安全。
This does not mean it is absolutely safe.
美国可以通过个案的外交协议等方式。
The United States can use methods such as individual diplomatic agreements to
在没有条约的情况下
through a treaty
通过非正式的渠道要人。一旦进入了引渡程序
Once a person enters the extradition process through an unauthorized channel,
条约国的法院呢，只做刑事审查。
The courts of the United Nations only handle criminal cases.
即美国提供的证据是否足以支持指控
？Does the evidence provided by the United States suffice to support the charges？
而不会进行深度的事实审查。
And will not conduct a deep-seated investigation.
这意味着向许哲伟提出的离职后账号被冒用。
This means that after Zhu Xiaowei's resignation, his account was impersonated.
这种抗辩往往要等到被引渡至美国本土后。
This defense often has to wait until the defendant is brought to the United States.
才能在庭审中正式提出。
Only can be formally raised in court.
意大利方面不会深究，关注我，用中美律师角度为你分析两国要案。
The Italian side will not delve into the analysis of the cases from the perspective of lawyers from the U.S. and China.